Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is moving in the direction of love. Oh, love. Yes. What does that mean to you, moving in the direction of love?
Good morning, Chas. What does it mean? It means just keeping our hearts open and making decisions that are designed to embrace love, forgiveness, you know, the good things, letting go of judgment, letting go of the idea of separation. Just keeping an open heart and seeing people through kind eyes rather than, sometimes I can be guilty of just seeing people's brokenness. And it's good. On one hand, it's good because it gives me empathy. And I can relate to it because there was a time I felt incredibly broken prior to recovery. But there's nothing I need to do with that except just hold the space if it calls for that, or step away and out of harm's way if it calls for that. But that still can be loving. It's a loving thing to do for myself, and it's really the right thing to do. So I think all day long that we have chances to find love in everything that we do. But our minds, our egos, if we listen to it, it goes to a negative place. It wants to play negative stories. It wants to play the past. It wants to, you know, make people wrong. All the things that it does. Yeah. And I'm not okay with that. I'm just, no. No, it's not okay for me. What about you?
Fear stories, right? It wants to play fear. That's what my head always wants to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I keep telling you, for me, love is a it's a soft feeling. It's, you know, ego is that loud voice that wants to obsess, and you know, it's the loud voice, but love feels soft and quiet, and yeah, it just feels soft. There's just a different feeling there. Judgment isn't in there. Separation isn't in there. Everybody is included. I think that's why that, I keep going back to this picture that I colored, but it's just, you know, and the box of colored pencils that have all the different, you know, skin tone colors in it. Like, it's all inclusive. Like, and what did our friend say the other day? The beauty is in diversity. Is that what she said? Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. There is no separation. We can be different, but still be inclusive.
Yes.
I love something about, I don't know, something about that speaks to me.
Yeah.
Because I have been such a black and white thinker. Mm-hmm. And that is judgment. When I'm going black and white, right or wrong, like, that is judgment.
Yeah.
With myself or with somebody else.
True.
It's a completely different feeling when I'm in a space of love and acceptance.
Yeah.
So, for me, moving in the direction of love means keep doing my heart work for sure. Mm-hmm. Keep doing my heart work and keep letting go of things that are not of love. Keep seeing what those things are and keep letting them go because they're not of love. They're of fear.
Yeah, you're right. It's either love or fear. And love, the kind of love sometimes I think that people think is love, is really riddled with fear.
Yep.
when we try to control somebody, when we hold too tightly, that's not love. That's fear.
Yeah, attachments, right? Attachments is fear.
Yep. It's all fear-based.
I'm seeing that. My little clinger. Yeah. She clings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's getting exposed.
Yeah.
That's fear.
Mm-hmm.
That's fear.
It is. It's you. Yes, you've unearthed this deep-rooted wound, which is good because that's sort of what I've been saying all along for myself, too, of pulling up these deep-seated wounds by the roots, right? If you just, it's like a weed. If you cut it off at the top, it's going to grow back. We don't want it to come back. We want to be finished with it. So to keep inviting it to show you where your work is.
It just came to me. I don't think that I have ever in my life been able to just stand on my own without depending on somebody in some kind of way for something, like in a healthy way. Like, is, well, I don't know. Is there such thing as a healthy dependency?
Well, this is what I've observed, Jess, is more and more you become more and more independent. When I initially, you are not, but more and more, and I've encouraged you too, to just branch out, reach out, do things you don't normally, you know, just whatever you want to do, just go on a trip, go to the mall, go, just whatever, just find more parts of yourself. So more and more you have been finding more of you, but I think that you have now unearthed a part of you that has been deeply hidden away, even from yourself.
Yeah. And
I'm getting a sense that you're a little shocked how needy that part of you is.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yes. And it's an addiction. It's like an addictive love. And, you know, I just started that class on women who love too much. I think it's perfect. But I think it's perfect for me, too, because I see that I can hold too tightly too, even though it doesn't look like it. It's moments. There's moments when I can see it. Like, okay, yeah, I need to let go a little more here. I need to let go a little more here. You know, I used to micromanage all my relationships and just more and more trying to get away from that. Of just, you know, being a good friend, being a good partner, being a good mom or grandmother, but at the same time not coming from a needy place inside of me, but a healthy place. And the best thing that I can do and the best thing you can do is continue to learn to love yourself. Because the more you love yourself, the less you'll tolerate things that aren't not okay. And you'll make better decisions and you'll be able to love people from a place of loving yourself. When we try to love people when we don't love ourselves, that's never going to work.
Yeah.
That is never going to be a healthy relationship. So we have to work on loving ourselves if we want to have a healthy relationship.
For sure.
Yeah. And the more we can love ourselves, the more we can love others in a pure way. Not in a dependent way, but in a pure way.
Yeah. And I know, too, that, yes, I have claimed a lot more independence. But I also know that that's a scary thing for me, too. You know, I want my independence. I want my freedom. But I don't know. To completely claim it is a scary thing, too. And that's love, too.
Yeah.
To claim that freedom.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So, yeah, it's just, I don't know. The process is an interesting, it's just an interesting thing. Letting go is a huge part of love, right? Just
letting go, but also grief. Grief is a big part of it, too. That's what I'm discovering is, you know, we have to grieve the way, our old ways.
Yeah.
As we let go, we have to grieve that we're letting go and it's something new that we don't even know what it is or what it looks like, but we're turning a new page and we want to embrace it. But until we grieve what we know, then we're going to still maybe try to hang on to it.
You're right.
So grief is always that vehicle that moves us forward. And especially in this situation with love.
Yeah.
Is we have to find forgiveness for everyone, forgiveness for ourselves, unconditional love for ourselves, and hopefully unconditional love for others.
Yeah. I feel like, and I know you can relate to this too, just being on the other side of things. Like, I feel like I keep having these situations where, yeah, I'm just like, I did it one way before, and now I'm on the other side of it, and I can just see it. Like, I've been on both sides. I've been on both sides of it. So it does help with empathy, I guess.
Yes, exactly. Yep. When you put yourself in somebody else's shoes, when you walk that walk that they've walked, then you get it, right?
Yeah.
And it gives us more empathy.
It really does.
Yeah. And so does grief. Grief softens us.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a comfortable feeling. Believe me, I'm feeling some these days. It's not a comfortable feeling, but it softens us. It gifts us with many things. Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't want to get stuck in the grieving process. Then we get resentful, angry, denial, all those things, you know, depressed that can happen if we don't go forward. When life calls you to go forward, only thing you can do is put your seatbelt on and let go of the wheel, give God the wheel. Just put your seatbelt on and go along for the ride.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. It's a ride.
Oh, yeah.
This ride called life, this ride called love, it's a ride.
Boy, I think I was delusional. I really thought you do this work. This has been my belief from the beginning. I thought, okay, this is the good little girl, though, trying to please God and trying to bargain. I've been seeing that, like, oh, I'm trying to bargain with God. I'll be good, and then I'll get this. If I'm good, I'll get this. And that's all been smashed.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter how many years that I have put into doing my own work, helping other women, countless women, just basically dedicated the last 25 years to serving God, really. And yet, I'm in a place that I thought things were going to get really blissful, because I've had blissful moments, but I realize now that blissfulness still had some ego in it. So even though it felt really good, it was kind of a high feeling. And that's not love. That's not peace. That high, giddy feeling is not love or peace. And I would get that feeling and I would say, you know, I feel blissful. Well, I did. That's what I felt. It was high. But I don't get those feelings anymore. Thank God. And where was I going with that? I totally lost my train of thought. I'll get it back, though. I got to quit saying it won't come back, because it does come back if I just give it a second. I don't know. What was I saying?
Just that it was still of ego, that blissful feeling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so it was blissful, but that's not what I was going to say, though. That's where I sidetracked myself when I got that story.
I don't know what you were going to say.
Yeah. Well, regardless, I see that life has not turned out. Oh, I was talking about bargaining with God and thinking I was going to have this blissful, carefree life, and that I've just dedicated the rest of my life to helping God, serving God, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, that is my intention. But it doesn't mean that my life has been what I thought it would be. It's been completely the opposite. It has been, I've had some, still, I'm still going through. It's almost like when you open yourself up to doing the work shows up.
Yeah.
And, but everything is to help you, is to help us move us in the direction that, you know, we desire. And my desire is to serve God. So everything that's in the way, where my ego still is alive, just needs to keep getting smashed. That's all. Painful as it is, you just keep smashing it, because that's not really, ego is not a good place to serve God from. And it's not a good place to have relationships from. Like, there's just a lot of advantages to letting go of things and making changes and not, you know, figuring out who we are aside from ego. Living a deeper spiritual life. That is what has been my saving grace, is having a rich spiritual life. And I don't get those highs. I don't get those highs and lows. I don't get you know, those giddy feelings. But inside of me, there's a part of me that knows that this is my path. This is my path. Not the one I would have chosen or ego would have chosen, but this is the path that's right for me.
Yeah.
I accept that today.
Definitely not. It's not what I thought either.
Nah.
So are you saying that bliss is not of love? That blissful feeling?
Yeah, it's not of love. No, the blissful feeling that I felt. So I even felt it in the vortex. But here's the thing, that when I was in the vortex, Chas, I saw my ego. It was alive and well. It was accompanying me in the vortex. But, you know, in the vortex, when you're in the vortex, when you're having those deep spiritual experiences, even if you see your ego, you don't have judgment about your ego. I just let it be there. My ego wanted to go shopping. It wanted to do this. It wanted to do that. Yeah.
I know. I thought of you yesterday. We walked past the Lilly Pulitzer store and I thought of you and the vortex, because it's one of the places that you went, because you had never just splurged like that before.
Yeah, I never did a pretty woman where you just walk in and say, I'll take that and that. I did a pretty woman. The Lilly store of all places. No, yeah. I stayed out of the Lilly store.
I did too.
But in the vortex,
right by.
In the vortex, off I went.
Yeah.
And yeah. So, I mean, it was a good experience to give that to myself. But at the same time, if I were in the vortex again, I would not be doing all those things. There was a lot of ego in there. And coming out of the vortex, of course, I met more shame. And meantime, still cleaning out ego. So, I don't know. The future's bright. That's what I know. The future's bright. Well, forget the future. The future's not even here. Let's just talk about this day.
Today is bright.
Today is bright.
That experience got things out of your system, though, too.
Like, oh, a lot of letting go.
Sometimes you got to do it, because your head won't let it go. Like, you just have to give yourself the experience and then you have it. Sometimes you want more of it and sometimes you can let it go.
Yeah, no, I gave myself that experience. I don't regret it. Bought my house in one day, bought a new car in one day. Yes, but would I do that again? No, hell no. Yeah. Hell no. I wouldn't do it. But it worked out. It worked out. I mean, it was the right experience for me to have, but I would not want to repeat it that way. I would do something better with it. Let me just say that.
It was an experience, I'm sure, inwardly and looking from the outside.
It was
a ride for all of us. Trust me.
I shook everybody's world.
Trust
I think
it's me.
Yeah. I did. I did a lot of letting go there.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
And I don't regret that. I regret that I didn't do it as gracefully as I would have liked to, but I wouldn't take anything back either.
Yeah. And I found my voice during that time. And I'm sure it looked totally arrogant and my ego was in there too, but it was the first time that I felt like I could just speak truth and not care what anybody thought. So that was a freeing experience for me.
Do you feel like you've been moving in that direction since then, though?
I do. I feel like without that experience, there wouldn't have been something to be like, okay, like something to move back towards. When you get a taste of that freedom, a taste of that not caring what people think for me, which is huge. That's my biggest challenge, is not caring what people think. I'd love to move back to that place.
Mm-hmm. So, and I believe that's exactly where we're headed back to, is
freedom.
Is to that place of freedom, of, you know, don't have to be in the vortex, because you can't live in that energy. I don't know if you felt that.
Oh,
energy.
Lord, no.
Fast. It was
that
fast
was,
energy.
Oh, yeah, oof. It was
Mr. Toad's wild ride. So nobody could manage living in that every day.
Yeah.
I don't want all that.
We were on some like truth caffeine. I don't know what the heck that was, but
truth caffeine, that's good.
Yeah.
No, it was, just the peace of God. That's my prayer. Just know the peace of God and to serve God. That's my dream.
Yeah.
It's to have the peace of God and to serve God. That is my dream. That is my dream.
You're moving there. I see you moving into, you had those quiet, you had like a whole week of just quiet. That was your word every day. I have a feeling that's going to be your new normal. Just love, quiet. Like that is love. That soft, quiet place where nothing's renting space in your head. And you're just in acceptance. And yeah, that's what I picture. And I don't want to speak for you, but that's what I picture.
Yeah, no, I picture that too. And I picture for you what you found in there, the valuable things like finding your voice and speaking up, that more and more you have moved. So the vortex moved us forward. It just bumped up things, ramped things up, and gave us a sense of direction. And we've been heading there ever since. And it's been, what, five, six years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yep, it moved us in that direction. I think, I think after the vortex is when the fire happened for me.
Yep.
So it just
surrendering.
Yeah. So life will move us forward.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There is no such thing as moving back. Like, I mean.
Yeah. Life's going to move you forward. And some people will think they're just having bad luck because it doesn't look pretty.
Yep.
But, you know, when you're fighting against it and trying to hold on to something that doesn't work anymore, that's just life loving you enough to move you forward, right?
Yeah. Prying your little fingers off it.
And sometimes life just lets us be miserable, too, until we pry our own fingers loose.
True.
So it could go either way.
True. Yep. Well, I think I'm going to go with love today.
Okay. You got my word.
Oh, is it your word? It can be our word. We can share it. There's enough to go around.
No, that wasn't actually the one that popped in my head. What popped in my head was just letting go.
Okay.
Just letting go, letting things be. Letting go to me means letting things be.
Yeah.
Accepting things as they are, not as I want them to be. Because we try to arrange things in our life the way we want them so we can feel safe and secure and loved. And you know what? We already are loved and we already are safe. We just have to let go of all the nonsense, the control.
Yeah, the control.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, I think this was a great topic today.
Me too.
Any last thoughts?
No, just going to keep moving in the direction of love.
Sounds good to me. Well, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time.